So I'm here at the Mendenhall Glacier with Pete Griffin, and you seem to be a master storyteller. What makes a good storyteller?
Oh gosh, a good storyteller is one who tells who's authentic when he or she tells. Really, you're telling the truth. You're telling from within yourself. You're not trying to shine folks on, but your story really brings forth a real emotion, and it's heartfelt.
And what would you say your favorite content is to discuss when you're telling people stories?
I like probably my personal stories. Well, all my stories are personal. I do natural history stories. I do Forest Service career stories. I think the ones that my favorites are my stories about growing up and how my views of the world changed over the years because of things that happened.
So can you give me an example of what a view that changed?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, when I was a college student, I bought a car, and we put it in my mother's name for insurance purposes. And one day after coming home from college, my mother handed me an official-looking letter from the city of Lansing, Michigan, that said that the car had been ticketed for a parking violation, hadn't been paid, and my mother was to appear in court, a mandatory appearance, or a warrant would be issued for her arrest. Well, you know, and so she gave me the mother's lie detector look. You know, if you ever been in Lansing, no, gosh, no, a mistake had to have been made. So she wrote a letter to the assistant attorney in Lansing, and she started off, "Dear Mr. Harris, you just where do you get off frightening little old ladies from the Upper Peninsula half to death with your threats of warrants for my arrest and mandatory court appearances," and on and on and on. And she signed it, you know, Eldith Griffin, mother of two, town of Cedarville. And I said, "I don't know about this, Mom. I'm not sure this is a good thing to do." And she said, "I want to make sure that they know just how I feel about this." She took the letter back from me, and she wrote in block letters across the bottom, "P.S. You'll never take me alive." So we get a letter back, you know, about 3 weeks later, and "Dear Mrs. Griffin, you know, based on your kind suggestion, we double-checked our records, and the license tag was correct, but it belonged to a car registered in the state of New Mexico rather than the state of Michigan. I certainly apologize for any, you know, discomfort or distress this may have caused you since our so-and-so. P.S. Had it come down to actually executing a warrant for your arrest, I'd like to think we could have avoided bloodshed, because as of 1937, the city of Lansing no longer hangs parking violators." And that just, I got the idea there that sometimes when you're in a pinch, humor might help you out of it a lot better than anger will. And that is something that had stayed with me for my whole life.
When you go to kind of pursue this dream to be a storyteller, what is inspiring you to do this? What's pushing you to do that?
I think it's teaching, because every one of my stories has something that I learned, whether it's something about a natural world or an unusual plant, a story behind a plant, or mistakes that I've made over the years. Things that didn't turn out the way I thought they would. So there's a lesson to be learned from that, and if people can learn from my experiences, maybe that'll help them through their experiences.
Okay. And then if you reach the end of your life and you had one message or one story that you could tell and everybody in the world would hear it, what would be the one thing that you would want to get off your chest?
Oh, gosh. Open your eyes and look, because everybody has a story. Everybody has a story to tell. Every plant, every rock, every animal, every human being has a story. And if we would pay attention to those stories, I think we'd have a better world.